people, purpose, patience. Lately, I've had to have a lot of patience. But you know, your family, your loved ones must be protected at all times. So, you know, you go to great lengths to make sure that everything is in order and sort of doing the right thing. And you're sort of putting yourself around the correct energy in order for everything to manifest, in order for your ideas and your plans and everything to take shape. Everything has to be in order. You know, you can't want to attract stability in life when you're around a lot of unstable things, I'm sorry. Meaning, when you're full of so much positivity and light and you see advantage all around you, you can't be around a lot of people that see everything as a disadvantage and see everything as just vile and wrong. Because that plants seeds that you don't want to grow. That puts things into your mind that you don't want there. True, we all know that failure is a part of everything. But we can't let that put doubt and that put just all of the wrong ingredients in what we're trying to make and what we're trying to present to the world, no matter what that is, like myself with this podcast and how much I want my message to go out there to everybody that we all walk the same path. Yes, some of us take different routes. Some of us, the walk isn't as long, so to speak, but we all know that as long as we stay on this positive path and keep positive things around us, we know that the negative that we face won't be there that long. Because we'll always have a way out, so to speak. And that way out is always us. That way out is always us. When I say that way out is always us, we hold all of the power. A lot of us don't even realize how much power that we hold, because we tend to let the world and our surroundings dictate what we believe and what we believe is capable. No one around you knows what you're capable of, because they don't hold your keys. They don't walk your path. They don't have your ideas. They don't have your dreams. You may feel that they do. You may give society more power than you need to give it. But in all honesty, you don't, because they'll chew you up and spit you out either way. And with the things that I see on a daily basis, I see a lot of homelessness, I see a lot of loss, I see a lot of despair, I see a lot of negativity. So being that I'm around all of that, around just about everything that can kill a person, every day, why am I so positive? Why do I have this outlook on life when I'm around just nothing? A lot of the times, like I know you hear in past episodes some of the conversations I have, or some of the things that I go through, or I tell you guys basically everything that I see. How do I know that one day I'll be able to give my wife a different outlook on life, give my kids a different outlook on life and a different path, and the people that I hold close to myself? You can change as well. You have the power and the ability to change everything around you, and you just have to keep that mindset. You just have to keep that attitude and hold that within you that I'm not my environment. I know a lot of people like to still use that same phrase that they're a product of their environment. That's true, but that's such a small way of thinking. Because if I look at myself as a product of my environment, half my environment is locked up or worse. And like I said, I don't like to toot my own horn, so to speak, with a lot of people I run into. They always say, you're always so positive. And you always had this outlook on life. You've always been this way. It's because I try to study more. I try to study more than I speak, so to speak. So I listen a lot. I watch a lot. Yeah, I do this podcast while I'm speaking, but nobody's around me. I rarely have people around me when I'm recording, or I even stop asking people to be a guest on the show, because a lot of the times they get embarrassed because they don't want to be broadcast or put out there. And that's understandable. But like I told them, we're just having a conversation, and it's nothing really. Nothing to me and you in front of each other, but it's everything to the listeners of this podcast, and that can grow, because I won't allow you to hear anything that I won't allow myself to hear. So I won't ever have anybody on this show where I'm going back and forth or arguing or whatever what have you, or I'll try not to ever discuss a topic that could damage you in a way. Toxicity in relationships, or toxicity in politics, or anything like that. I try to keep a lot of my thoughts and my words clear of pollution, so to speak. And even though I cuss a lot, yeah, that's me. But I still try to be very mindful of a lot of the things that I do in life, because, you know, yes, I have kids, but yes, I feel of myself as being a positive influence. Towards a lot of people. The listeners of this podcast, people I come across every day, I try to be a beacon. I try to be light for every situation I put myself in, even though, like I said, a lot of the things I'm around are negative. So if you're walking the same path, where a lot of the things that you may be around can be deemed as negative, you stand above it. You rise above it. I know plenty of people that travel the world. Plenty of people that have such a great life, but they don't make thousands and thousands of dollars. But that's being smart with your existence. A lot of people I know are smart with their existence. They know what needs to be compared to what has to be. And that's what I'm trying to put across to everyone. And with this episode now, and plus with others as well, that you have so much power within you that you just don't. A lot of people just don't think they do, but you do. You do. You have so much light. You have so much life. So many people around you that need to see and need to feel what you bring. So many people keep it locked inside. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm walking through all this again. But so many people need to feel what you have inside. And I try to. It's a beautiful day, by the way, but I know this wind is kind of making it hard to hear me. But hopefully that you that you are illuminating on the outside just as much as you are on the inside. So let people know what you think. Let people know how you feel. Let people see the light that's inside of you. I'm not saying walking around like myself, try to have conversations with people, try to see and bring out things that they have hidden inside of them. Just let people see that you're not your environment. You're not your surroundings, whatever that may be. It could be at work, it could be at home. Just try not to let things get to you to the point to where you're at that level. Always stay above. I ask people a lot of questions that they're not normally asked. What's your talent? What do you like to do? What do you want to do? You know, so many people have the same exact answer. So many people just don't know what they want to do in life, or just going through the motions. I just do everything that I need to do or that I have to do. Do you know the difference between that? You know the difference in between those things. Most people don't, and I try to give them something to think about. And when I see a lot of people every day, so a lot of the same people every day, basically, and we tend to like come back to these conversations to where they come back to me and say, remember what we talked about? Remember what we, you know, went by, this or that? And I always say, yeah, I remember the exact conversation that we had. And that brings back that same conversation. Like, okay, so what did you do since then? What have you done since then? How have you put what we talked about to fruition? How are you trying to cultivate everything that we discussed? So a lot of people don't know that, but at least I try to give them something to go off of. How you doing? Hey, what you doing over here? Right there? Somebody in the store for you?
No, she took liquor to the filling station.
She was at the filling station? Okay. You okay? You want me to stand here with you?
No.
You all right?
I'm okay.
All righty. It's good to see you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your name?
My name is Harrison.
Okay. On Friday.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm
Yes, ma'am.
And then cook me some nuggets.
That's no problem.
And then I'll have somebody come get it.
Yes, ma'am. That's no problem, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a blessed day, okay?
You working today?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm working today.
Oh, I wish you could be all like me.
All right.
But you know what?
Yes, ma'am.
They said I stole some. I didn't steal.
I've been arguing with them for that for the past couple of months now.
I told that lady. I said, where would I put it?
I know.
Anyway.
Would you be sure to call me, okay?
Harris.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. I'll be there for you, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's another one of those people I hopefully have a positive influence on. She's an older woman. She has to be at least in her 80s, but she's sitting across the street from my store, from my job, because they told her family they're not allowed in there anymore because they speculate that they're stealing. I don't believe they are, but you know, so sad situation, but I was just making sure she was okay. So, but like I said, just try to know that you have light within you to give to someone. Just like I did with that woman there. Just like I did. But you all have an uncanny ability to change. You must believe it. You must believe it. Patience is a podcast.